It's only been orbiting the Earth since about Thanksgiving, but the new GOES-16 satellite, operated by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, is proving its worth in the data and imagery it's producing. Joining me with the progress and potential of this new instrument, Joseph Pica, Director of the Office of Observations at the National Weather Service. Mr. Pica, good to have you on.
Hello, Tom. It's good to be on.
So first of all, GOES stands for?
Geostationary Operational Environmental Satellite.
And this one was just launched in November. And what is the purpose overall of this new satellite?
Well, Tom, we're very excited about this new satellite. It basically maintains geostationary orbit over the Earth to provide us situational awareness to support our mission to protect lives and property by providing watches and warnings for severe weather, tracking fog for airports so they know when they'll have to use instrument landing versus visual flight rules. Bottom line, it's about a better capability to protect lives and property. And let me tell you a little bit about that new capability. This is a new generation of geostationary satellite, a really game changing capability that updates something that we've had for the last 40 years to monitor hurricanes approaching the coast or severe weather that you see every night. So GOES-16. So 16 means it's the 16 in a series of geostationary satellites that have supported the nation. And this one's going to have an imager that has three times as many spectral bands, so red, green, blue, different colors of the spectrum. It's going to have four times the resolution, and it's going to update five times as fast as the prior imager on the latest GOES. And it's really... These are going to be really revolutionary type of capabilities for us to watch storms. So over this past few days, there was some severe weather down in the southeast, tornadoes. And this capability is going to let us watch these kind of systems grow, dissipate, become more intense every 30 seconds so that we can better provide those watches and warnings to the key areas that need them to protect lives.
Let me ask you this. So, you mentioned it has many more color bands that it is able to look into. How do those correlate with weather conditions? That is to say, does different pieces of the weather equation translate to different bands that it's looking at? How does that all fit together?
So let me give you an example of that. The bands actually would be used in case of, say, a forest fire. So we have lots of those, especially in the west, but some in the southeast as well. And, you can monitor what's happening with forest fires, and different things burn. So there's different smokes, and you see different bands of the spectrum. And so that can actually tell the folks fighting the fire what is burning, where is it moving. And so that's one area that actually will improve with this new capability on GOES.
And so that's a better capability than simple visual observation of an eyesight range camera?
That's correct. Different elements, different things that are burning give off different spectral signatures. So something may appear black or appear red or appear green, and we'll be able to tell that better with this satellite.
And is there visualization software on the ground that translates that data into a picture that you can look at? Obviously, it does, because I'm looking at some of the fantastic pictures you've gotten already.
Yes, we just released the first image on Monday, the 23rd. Now, right now, GOES-16 is going through a calibration and validation. So those are engineering pictures. It takes about 6 months from launch to actually go through the full vetting and calibration of the imagery on the satellite. And then it'll be put into a provisional nature where the Weather Service will be checking all of this out, making sure it meets our standards, making sure we have folks trained to use it. We have a whole process for that. And at that time, after the checkout, then we'll make a decision on which operational location the satellite will go to, either east or west. We have two operational locations. And then it'll move there at the end of this year, November 2017, to take its operational position and start operating and doing its job.
We're speaking with Joseph Pica, the director of the Office of Observations at the National Weather Service. So will GOES-16 replace GOES-15? And if you have one going to the east or west, will there be a 17 for where the 16 doesn't go?
That's exactly right. So So we're going to make that decision after we do the checkout, which way GOES 16 will go. But we have another satellite, GOES S, when it's on the ground, which is due to launch in early 2018. When it launches, it will go through the same kind of checkout, and it will take the other position. So we will have two new satellites in place in late 2018, taking advantage of these new technologies.
And do they replace the instruments that were there before them?
So they're going to replace the satellite, but let me tell you a little bit about some other capabilities that the geostationary satellites have on them. So one new feature is we're going to have a lightning mapper for the very first time in geostationary orbit on these new satellites. That's a capability we haven't had. And lightning is associated with severe weather. So it gives us kind of that heads up where we see lots of lightning forming, where severe weather is going to be the worst. And I think that is going to be a really key advancement. That's going to allow us to focus the imagery in that area. It's going to allow us to focus our Doppler radars on the ground in that area so that we can better perform our mission. So we're very excited about the lightning mapper capability. And then the other instruments that are on GOES have to do with monitoring space weather. So geomagnetic storms and making sure that we protect the infrastructure power grids of the United States by monitoring the geostationary weather that's happening in order.
What is the life cycle of a program like this? You must be planning the next generation after the ones that are up and going in 2018. How long does it take, and how long do the current satellites last?
Great question, Tom. So GOES 16, it was actually GOES R on the ground. It actually gets the number when it gets into geostationary orbit, is the first of four satellites, so R, S, T, and U. And those are meant to last, each last 10 years in operations. So this is actually planned to last us for the next 20 years with these four satellites. And then we'll be looking to update those. But this program began in the early 2000s in order to be able to go operational now, particularly with the development of these advanced capabilities for imagery, lightning mapping, and also monitoring space weather.
And can you beam software to them to update them as they go through their life cycle?
Yes, they do that. They continually update those where they need to. And then most of the processing is actually done on the ground. So we have ground processing centers that actually will interpret the data. And we expect that with these new capabilities, we're actually going to learn a lot. We have never had this kind of temporal refresh, this every 30 second to watch storms as they grow, as they intensify, or as they dissipate. And that's going to be a really new feature that we're watching, and how that matches up with the lightning signature. So as time goes on, I would see us developing new capabilities based on the information that we've got. That we don't even know how we're going to use the full capabilities of this instrument. We know we're going to make a huge advance initially with some of the basics, but I think we'll find new things out as we go and update our ability to use it.
It sounds ultimately as if this will advance the science of prediction itself, weather prediction.
Absolutely. I mean, essentially, it is increasing our ability to do nowcasting, maintaining our situational awareness of what's going on now, and providing us that really quick leap of, hey, let's get the word out to our folks. Let's get the imagery out to them so that they know what's coming to protect their lives and property.
Joseph Pica is director of the Office of Observations at the National Weather Service. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Tom. It's a pleasure.
We'll have a link to GOES 16 imagery and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.